This is Les Mitchell with a warm welcome to all of you as we present another of the true stars of radio. In fact, as usual, our entire cast is composed of the top-ranking actors of Hollywood's radio row, boasting such names as Loreen Tuttle, Jack Edwards, and Joe Kearns, all stars in their own right. Our radio name, who is starred, is one familiar to every radio listener. You've heard him on Ma Perkins' Romance of Helen Trent, Cornet Storyteller, Frank Sinatra's program, Duffy's Tavern, and many, many others. Also, his motion picture career has progressed to where he is now recognized as one of the top young character actors of the cinema. And here he is, our star of The Devil's Laugh, Marvin Miller. Welcome, Marv.
Well, thank you, Les. I'm glad to be with you again. And I'm very enthusiastic about our play.
Well, I'm glad. An enthusiastic actor usually means an inspired performance. Marvin will be back after the play to tell us something about himself. Before we raise the curtain on our play, I would like to introduce another guest, Mr. Ed Broman of Universal Radio Productions Incorporated. Mr. Broman has a message of great importance to you, and here he is, Ed Broman.
Thank you, Les. It gives me great pleasure to announce that Universal Radio Productions of Hollywood Incorporated has been appointed exclusive sales representative for Les Mitchell Productions and the Theater of Famous Radio Players. Before you judge for yourself whether or not this outstanding program fits your particular need, I'd like to point out its star-studded cast contains most of the dramatic players who are depended upon by the network producers to present their biggest and best programs. With most of the highly rated dramatic shows now originating in Hollywood, it has been relatively simple for our producer to form a group of the foremost players into radio's first truly outstanding dramatic star company. You will hear on the series such prominent Hollywood personalities as Elliot and Kathy Lewis, Loreen Tuttle, Lou Merrill, Marvin Miller, Peggy Weber and Dave Ellis, and many others too numerous to mention. As you listen to their voices, you may recall how first one and then another of these people literally stole the show away from some movie star when they were heard together on one of the major networks. The acting ability of our cast, the plays of top network writers, and the competence of director-producer Les Mitchell are unquestionably the major reasons for the popularity achieved by this program in every city in which it has been released. So now, won't you please relax and listen?
Thank you, Ed Broman. Now, here is Marvin Miller as the star of The Devil's Laugh.
Italy is a country of music and art. In my day, culture flourished. So did superstition. And sometimes the people failed to recognize the God-given talents about them. Great artists were accused of being inhuman, unholy, and of having the evil eye. So did the ignorant regard me. That when I played my violin, one could hear the sound of a devil laughing. Signorina Bianchi?
Oh, you startled me.
Forgive me. I did not know my appearance was so frightening in the warm sunlight.
It is not frightening. I did not see you at first.
You are Signorina Bianchi?
Yes.
Oh, I thought as much. You're even more beautiful in the sunlight than on the stage.
Oh, thank you indeed, Signor. But I don't believe I've had the pleasure of your acquaintance.
That is true. It's one reason for my call. May I come in?
Why? Oh, yes. Do come in. In this room, Signor, if you do not mind. My accompanist is in the large room.
Yes. You're very beautiful.
Thank you again. Did you come here only to tell me that?
And very talented also.
Oh, really, Signor?
Although, if you will forgive a slight criticism, you ought not turn your back to the audience in the finale. It spoils the entire effect.
Perhaps it would be better, Signor, if you directed that criticism to the ballet master. After all, I'm just a dancer. I do not direct the choreographer.
Oh, it's of no matter. You will hardly be expected to continue your career after we are married.
After we are Oh, really, Signor? If this is a joke, I think it has gone quite far enough.
It is no joke, Signorina. I am quite serious.
Then you must permit me to be at least slightly annoyed.
I will permit you to be very annoyed. But that will not change things.
Oh, this is a joke, is it not? I know, the corps de ballet has put you up to it. Francine and Michel. But of course, coming here dressed in black, looking like a tall ghost out of grandfather's closet.
Oh, I'm sorry you find my appearance so unattractive.
is not unattractive. A bit fearful, perhaps, in the darkness. But in the sunlight, you could hardly expect me to be fooled.
It is not a joke, Signorina. From the moment I saw you dance, I knew it must be this way. I admit I've taken a rather unconventional manner in announcing myself. But then I am rather an unconventional person.
I'm sorry if I seem rude, Signor, but I cannot entertain you longer.
Oh, please sit down. We've only begun to talk. There's so much I must say to you.
Oh, really, Signor?
I'm on the threshold of a great career. I shall be famous one day. I will give you everything you desire.
Forgive me.
You will not want for artistic expression either. You will continue to dance. For me.
For you?
It will help me relax when I'm not practicing.
You are a dancer also?
Oh, no, Antonia. I'm not a dancer. Forgive me for calling you Antonia so soon. But there's so little time. We may as well come to know each other quickly.
Oh, really, Signor?
I wait upon your answer.
I must not.
Will you marry me?
I'm quite sure this is the most unusual experience I've ever had. Do you realize, Signor, that you have not even told me your name?
My name? Oh, do forgive me. It is Paganini. Niccolo Paganini.
Come in, Signor. Let me see. Paganini, was it not?
That is correct, Signor.
Mm. And what have you come to see the great Montevelli about?
About the great Paganini.
Oh, you have a sense of humor, Signor, for all your dire appearance.
I find my appearance rather an asset.
Oh, indeed? What do you do artistically? Impersonate the devil?
Why do you say that?
Oh, no offense, Signor, no offense. Let us do business. Now, what can I do for you?
I have chosen you, Signor Montevelli, from among all the impresarios in Italy, to represent me and obtain a series of concerts in this country, also in France and England.
Oh, indeed. I suppose you have plenty of money.
Well, I have no money. Why else would I desire to give concerts?
Charming, charming. You are most naive, Signor.
Paganini. You will remember it one day.
No doubt. But at the moment you are an unknown. You have no reputation, no audience appeal. Well, why do you think people will come to your concerts?
To hear me play.
Excellent. And exactly what do you play? The zither?
Have a care how you insult me, Signor. I do not like it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do forgive me. Well, if not the zither, what then?
I am a violinist.
A violinist? Oh, heaven help us.
What, may I ask, is wrong with being a violinist?
Nothing, nothing. You have practically no one with whom to compete. Only Zarkov, Tanyevsky, Kurtz.
They cannot play as I play.
Oh, no doubt.
I will ask you to stop laughing at me, Signor. I find it most annoying.
Oh, indeed. And I find you most refreshingly conceited and boring. What, if I may ask, gave you the idea that I, the great Montevelli, would become a manager to an unknown carnival fiddler?
Carnival fiddler?
You look like a ghost out of Hamlet. You probably play like one.
Is it too much to ask of the great Montevelli to permit me to play?
Oh, no, no, not at all, not at all. Play away. I can do with some amusement this afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, tell me, what are you going to play? Some exercises in the first position, perhaps?
I play only my own compositions.
Oh, indeed, a composer also.
I find nothing that has been written equal to my ability.
Oh, modest fellow. Well, go ahead, I'm listening. No, stop. Stop. Stop, stop! Stop! Who are you?
I am Paganini.
Where did you learn to play the violin like that?
I taught myself, mostly.
You lie. No man alive can play like that.
Oh, that is nothing. I was only improvising. Now I will
no,
play...
No, no, no. Get out, get out.
But why? You've not heard me play.
I have heard quite enough, Signor Paganini.
Then you will arrange my concerts.
Arrange your concerts? Arrange concerts for the devil?
Montevelli!
Get out of here. I heard a story once from the gypsies. They told of a violinist who came among them.
It was not of my doing. That child died of a fever.
He said when he played, one could hear the devil laugh.
It is a joke. One of my pieces. I call it the devil's laugh.
And when it is heard, someone dies.
Surely you do not believe such silly superstition.
Get out. I do not make bargains with the devil.
I am not the devil, man. Listen to me. I am Paganini. I am flesh and blood, just as you. There's nothing to those stories you heard.
No human can play a violin like that.
No human has practiced as I have. 8, 10 hours a day, I was locked in my room. I went without food. I only practice.
Your fingers are like claws.
They're lengthened and bent from playing scales. Oh, Signor Montevelli, you must believe me. I'm not possessed of the devil. It's a superstition conjured up by gypsies. My composition is only a joke, a caprice. I will play it for
you. No. I do not wish to hear it.
You will hear it. Then you will see.
Stop it, I tell you.
Stop it at once. Stop it.
Signor Montevelli. Montevelli. Oh, Montevelli, speak to me. Montevelli. He's dead.
Oh, Mother in Heaven. He is dead.
Antonia, where are you?
I'm here, Nicola. Oh. The baby is restless today.
Antonia, it's true.
Oh, bravo, Niccolo. Montevelli will give you the concert. When do you begin?
No, Montevelli is dead. I killed him.
You killed?
I played my caprice, the devil's laugh. The gypsies were right. It kills people.
Oh, nonsense, Niccolo. Music cannot kill.
Mine can.
Darling, sit down. You're nervous, overwrought. Now tell me what happened.
He said I was possessed with the devil. He said no human could play as I do.
You are a genius, Niccolo. Every genius is misunderstood.
I thought that too until now.
You must go on thinking it. Niccolo, look at me. Now look at me. You are a great violinist. The greatest that ever lived. There's nothing inhuman in you. Practice has made you what you are. Practice and a great gift for music.
You believe that?
Of course I do. Would I have married you if I did not?
But suppose it were true. Two people have died, Montevelli and that little girl.
That little girl died of fever. You said it yourself.
Yes, of fever. It was fever.
Now there. There, you see.
Oh, but Montevelli, he had no fever.
Oh, Niccolo, I have heard of Montevelli for many years. He used to come backstage when I was with the ballet. Everyone knows he had a weak heart.
A weak heart?
Of course. The brilliance of your playing was too much for him. Almost too much for me sometimes.
Weak heart? Yes, it must have been that.
Of course it was. Of course. Now then, sit down. Here beside me. Let me warm your hands. Oh, darling, they're like ice.
Yes, my hands are always so cold.
Our baby. He has been ill. Don't you hear, Niccolo? But he's all right now. Now he's a normal, healthy baby. Could one possessed of the devil have a son like that?
Oh, thank you, Antonia. It is always you who brings me to my senses. I'm a fool, a bigger fool than they, to believe in such superstition.
Of course, my darling.
So they believe I'm possessed of the devil, hmm? You know, Antonia, that's not a bad idea.
What?
Montevelli said I was unknown, that no one would come to my concerts. They may not come to hear Paganini, but they will come to hear the devil.
Niccolo.
Why not? They will have me a devil whether I am or not. Very well, I shall play the part.
No. No, Niccolo. No, darling, you frighten me when you look like
I'll give them their devil, their evil one. I shall write compositions that only I can play. And when they hear the devil laugh, it will be my fingers in thirds and fifths and octaves crushing the strings with my strength. Listen, Antonia. Do you hear the devil laughing?
No. No. No, stop, Niccolo. Stop. 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 No.
Antonia. Oh, Antonia, speak to me. Oh! Antonia! Antonia, I did not mean...
Oh, Mother of God.
Antonia.
Three people died when Paganini played the Devil's Laugh Caprice. Was it coincidence, fate, or is he actually possessed of the devil? The people of Genoa think so, for they brought him to trial, not as a murderer, but as the evil one, a human whose soul is owned by the devil One after one, witnesses have taken the stand. Finally, it's Paganini's time to defend himself. He rises and speaks.
People of Genoa, my friends, many of you know me. Most of you knew my father and my mother. My mother was a good woman, God rest her soul. My father was an ambitious man. He wanted his son to become the greatest violinist who ever lived. He has realized his dream. I am the greatest violinist in the world. But I have not achieved this goal by selling myself to the devil, as the honorable prosecutor would have you believe. I am not a fiend. I'm human. As human as you, Bucca, or you, Rovini, or you, most honorable judge. People have died listening to me play, that I admit. A little girl, Montevelli, my own dear wife, whom as God is my judge, I love more than life itself. But they died of natural causes, not because of my music. Condemn me for these deaths, and you retard Italy 200 years. You place superstition above reason, fear above art. Weigh your decision carefully. You not only decide my fate, the fate of violinists in years to come is in your hands.
Maestro, maestro, wait a moment.
Yeah. Have you not had enough of me? I've been acquitted. The judges of Genoa say I'm not a devil.
A devil? Of course not, maestro. I only wish to speak with you.
Who are you?
My name is Savori. Camillo Savori.
I do not know you.
That is true, maestro. I've come a long way to study with you.
Study? With me? From whence do you come?
From Milano.
Milano? You came all that way to study with me?
Yes, maestro.
I do not teach. I will very likely never even play again.
Oh, do not say that. You must play. The world is waiting for you.
The world? The world thinks I'm a devil.
But you proved you're not. You convinced them.
Yes, I convinced them. I did not convince myself.
Maestro.
I played the devil's laugh and she died. I'll never play again.
Not the devil's laugh, perhaps, but you will play. You must play.
Must I?
Maestro, let me stay with you. Together we will do great things in the musical world. You the teacher, I the student. You the artist, I the manager.
You want to manage me?
You will go to France, to England, to Spain. We will tour the continent.
France? England?
The whole world shall know how great you are.
The whole world? What if I am possessed of the devil?
Do not say that, maestro.
Oh, come now, Savori, you're not afraid. Surely you're not afraid. Reception. And now for an encore, I shall play my own composition, The Devil's Laugh. Look at them run. See, Savori, they're afraid. They're afraid if they listen to the devil's laugh, they will die. Come back, you fools. I will not play the caprice. I will never play it again.
Oh, too bad, Niccolo. It is again black.
Black? Yes, it's always black. Why do I put my money on the red?
Hmm? It is of no matter. The great Paganini has plenty of money. No?
Yes, my pretty friend, plenty of money.
Did you ever see the devil when he did not have plenty of money?
The devil? Oh, you make this joke with your best, right?
Yes, it is a joke. A monstrous joke.
Maestro! Maestro!
Niccolo, you are in. Let us go home. Yvette will take care of
him. Leave him alone. I will take him home.
Simori. Good Simori. Always looking after me.
Maestro, you're not well. You have a concert tomorrow. Severi will take you home.
A concert tomorrow? I do not think so, Severi.
I will take him home. He is not paid.
Go away. Leave him alone.
You cannot talk that way to me. Niccolo, tell him he cannot talk that way to me.
It is no use, man. Severi knows best. Even the devil must die sooner or later, Asimori.
My soul.
Sivori. Sivori.
I am here, Maestro.
I'm dying, Sivori.
No, don't say that. In a few days, you'll be as good as new again.
No, I don't want to live any longer.
Niccolo.
Sivori.
Yes?
I'm not a devil, am I?
No, Maestro. You're a great musician. A great man.
But the world must know that, Sivori. Make the world know it.
I will.
Promise me.
I promise.
In the years to come, other violinists will play my compositions. They will not be called devils. It is only that those who live now do not understand. They have not mastered the instrument.
That's right.
All my compositions will be played. My concertos, my sonata, my caprices.
I will play them.
No, Sivori. You're a good friend, but you're not a great musician. Others will come after you. They will play them.
Of course. Your compositions will live forever.
Yeah, forever. All except the devil's laugh. It dies with me.
No, I've written it down. It will be played again.
Oh, no, Sivori, you must not. I forbid.
But it is only a piece of music. It can harm no one.
Oh, if I were only sure of that. If I only knew whether I died a man or...
Only mortals can die, Niccolo. You are a mortal.
Well, I must be certain. Sivori.
Yes?
Bring me my violin.
Your violin? Oh, no, you're too weak. You must not play.
Oh, I must be certain. Bring it to me.
Yes, Maestro.
Now, open the case. Take it out. Yeah. Is it in tune?
Yes, it is.
Now, help me up.
Maestro, you must not.
Help me up.
Very well. There.
Sivori, you have never heard the devil's laugh, have you?
No, I have not.
I'm going to play it for you now.
Yes, Maestro.
Three people have died listening to the devil's laugh. Are you afraid, Sivori?
No, I'm not afraid.
You're in good health? You do not have a weak heart? You're not afflicted with fever?
I am in good health.
If you listen to the devil's laugh and live, I'll know the music is pure.
The music is pure, Maestro.
I must be certain. You will listen, Sivori. Then you will tell the world that Paganini was not a devil. His music is not cursed. It's great music. For all to play, for all to hear.
I will tell them, Maestro.
Oh, listen, then, to the devil's laugh.
Maestro! Maestro! Paganini! And now, four have died.
Here's Marvin Miller for a little backstage interview. Marvin, where in the world do you find the time?
Well, now, that's a leading question. What do you mean, where do I find the time?
Now, don't play innocent with the old man. You know what I mean. You work about 10 radio programs steadily, play in motion pictures, help run a garage, read books at the rate of a book reviewer, listen to symphonies, and still find time to devote to your lovely wife, Beth, and your son, Tony. Now, how do you do it?
Oh, I might ask the same question of you.
Ah, but I'm not being interviewed. We were talking about you, Marvin Miller, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, so we were.
Well?
Well, let's talk about Elizabeth. You know, she's not only a wonderful wife and mother, but she's a very fine artist.
Yes, I know. I've seen some of her work, and it's excellent. But what about you?
And then, of course, I love to talk about Tony. He's getting to be quite a boy these days. The other
yes,
day,
yes, I agree with you. He's a fine-looking boy. Takes after his mother.
Oh, but... I don't know. Lots of people think he resembles me a lot. Oh, I gotta run. I still have another show to do.
Hey, wait a minute, Marvin. You haven't answered my question.
Hmm?
Where do you get the time?
The time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just look at my wife. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Marvin Miller. Thanks for a splendid performance, and hurry back.
This is Ed Broman again. I hope you enjoyed our program. Before I leave, I want to add just this one additional thought. The program, from the standpoint of production alone, rates far ahead of all other transcribed dramatic shows. It was costly to produce, and we urge you to consider it as both a prestige builder and a sales builder for the prospective sponsor. Pacific Finance, sponsor of the program on KHJ Los Angeles and in a number of other West Coast cities, is enthusiastic about results achieved. An exceptional 5.4 Hooper rating the first month and a jump to 8 points in the second month was topped by sales results which showed an increase every week. A survey made in Boston shortly after the program started on WBZ proved two significant things. One, that Theater of Famous Radio Players had the top audience, and two, that it recruited more audience than it inherited from the preceding program, for it had more listeners in the second half of the show than it did in the first half. And wherever you may decide to run this program, we predict a sizable and responsive audience will reward your investment. Many thanks for your attention.
Devil's Laugh was written by Ralph Rose. Also, I want to extend a special vote of thanks to Ralph, who is a former concert violinist, for playing the special Paganini violin music. In the cast, you heard Marvin Miller as Niccolo, Loreen Tuttle as Antonia, Joe Kearns as Montevelli, Jack Edwards as Savory. Music by Del Castillo. The Devil's Laugh is based on the life of Paganini, but all events and other persons are fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is coincidental. Be with us next week when we will bring you an amusing story and another all-star cast in the Theater of Famous Radio Players. This is Les Mitchell and our cast of Star Radio Players saying
goodbye.